Lots and lots of you getting in touch about Bonnie Garmus this morning as well. This one says, wanting to know the author's age is flattering to them. It means I'm enjoying the writing so much. I hope they have many more books in them. Love your work, Bonnie. Ngā mihi mai oha. That's from Andy. Another one from Jerry says, your guest, Bonnie, gave a wonderful description of difference yet equality between various animals and the human animal. Is it possible that male and female humans have sameness and wonderful differences and yet retain equality? That's from Jerry. Another one about the intelligence of animals. Humans have a speciesism. Speciesism, that's a good word, which means thinking of non-humans as lesser beings. We are the lesser beings, and once we all see that, the world will be a better place with us in it. Final one for now from Colin in Auckland this morning, saying, good morning, Susie. Good morning, Colin. My thanks to Bonnie Garmus for her appreciation of cooking. It is 100% chemistry. So is all of biology, he says. Some progress has been made over my working life. There were many more women in the chemistry lab I retired from than the one I started in. Colin, thank you very much, and all of you, for getting in touch this morning about Bonnie Garmus. Yeah, Kate actually has been in touch saying she made your ginger cakes from the recipe yesterday and they were delicious. She's saying, as I listen now, I'm making the fish pie.
Oh,
so
nice.
Real-time advice from Alice, please. Can you please ask Alice, she says, if the mustard component is mustard powder or something like Dijon? Now, in the recipe, it says where's it gone? It says 2 tablespoons of mustard.
Yes. Okay. So that I'm talking about like a liquid mustard. So you can use any kind if you've got whole grain, Dijon, whatever you have. But again, if you just have mustard powder, add mustard powder, it will still do the same thing. Maybe reduce a little bit. So let's add 1 teaspoon of mustard powder. But yeah, any mustard that you have, if you don't have mustard powder or paste, you can use mustard seeds. You don't even need to add mustard and it will still be delicious. So it's up to you.
There you go, Kate. Fantastic. Fantastic. Good to know. Lots of people are baking this morning, actually. I suspect this is not something from your book. I don't think it's from your book anyway, having read it the other day. Peter's baking peanut and honey dog treats.
Oh, wow.
People do bake for their dogs as well. Extraordinary.
That's amazing.
Thank you for letting us know, Pete. Lots and lots and lots of you getting your baking on this morning. Rick says, love the show. Thanks, Rick. Baking windfall apple and cinnamon muffins. Perfect autumn comfort food. I reckon you're right there. Another person saying they're also making muffins. Banana and blueberry this time. Love listening to RNZ and cooking at the same time. I like listening to RNZ and cooking at the same time. I just don't get to do it on a Saturday morning these days. Jan's been in touch saying, I told my kids only the mother could lick the lid of the condensed milk tin. I wish I'd thought of that one, Jan. I always give the bowls and things to my children, but I should have told them that it wasn't for them. Alice in Cakeland, of course, is prompting many of you to be in touch about your baking. It's a great book written by Alice Taylor that we were just talking about earlier on. Of course, if you want to listen to any of our earlier interviews or from previous weeks, rnz.co.nz/Saturday is where you can go to find them all. Also on Bonnie Garmus, of course, Lessons in Chemistry is her fantastic book, which she will be talking about at the Auckland Writers Festival. This person's been in touch saying, what about the intelligence of plants and trees? This is off the back of the intelligence of other animals, because, of course, the book is in part narrated by the dog. Once again, this person says, we overlook the most important species in favour of mammals. Without plants, there is no life. There, they silently stand and grow, giving us everything for life on Earth. The focus and obsession with mammals needs to change. There you go. Also, lots of you getting in touch on Dilworth and speaking with Mark Stauffer and also with Neil on this one, Neil Harding. And there's plenty and still piling in actually on that. That was in the first hour of the show this morning. Jenny says, as a practicing Anglican, I listened with horror. Intense sadness and also a feeling of associated guilt. We must always see that our churches have excellent safety policies and that they're enforced and monitored. Another person saying, amazing to hear Neil and Mark on the show. It's from Craig, says, Neil's my chiropractor, and an excellent one, by the way. Good to know. His way of explaining this situation so clearly and unemotionally is extraordinary. I agree with Mark, Craig says, that he deserves significant recognition through our honour system, although I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care about that. Thank you very much for getting in touch, Craig. Another one saying, love your work, Mark and Neil. That's from Donald, who's another survivor. Someone else saying they went to boarding school. Oh my goodness, they say. Well, OMG, maybe the G doesn't stand for goodness. Thankfully, nothing like that happened to me, but people can't imagine just how trapped and reliant you are as a child on those around you, the teachers, the house staff, other children, for your own well-being. At boarding school, you're trapped. My heart goes out to these guys, this texter says. Their bravery, their mana, Dilworth must confront this. Of course, if Dilworth does want to come on and talk to us, we'd love to talk to them. Saturday at rnz.co.nz to get in touch with us here in the studio this morning. A text in from Simon Leeming, now back in Aotearoa, he says, Karen Wilcox is one of our most accomplished scientists and professors, and through MIT and NASA and her current role, she has created incredible advances in all she has turned to. Thank you so much for that feedback too. Lots of you getting in touch, of course. Of course, of course. Nick says, the intelligence of plants is a misnomer. Plants don't have intelligence. Their defences and survival strategies, honed through countless generations of evolutionary adaption, are wonderfully intelligent and indeed worthy of admiration. Humans and mammals and other fauna have evolved to acquire intelligence for their own survival, and so it is relevant to discuss intelligence about and between them. Awe and wonder are appropriate when considering plants, ecosystems and all life on Earth, the complexity of which we're only beginning to come to grips with. This is from Nick this morning, and this is in connection with Bonnie Garmus, who we spoke to earlier on in the programme, just after 9 o'clock. Lessons in Chemistry is her smash hit book, and it is partly narrated from the point of view of the dog. This is what led us down this particular road of intelligence and intelligence of other species and that kind of thing. Thank you very much, Nick, for getting in touch. Also, someone's been in touch in connection with Tim Riley, who we were just hearing from there on seaplanes. This person says, so many float plane flights over the 250 kilometres of the BC coast, that's British Columbia and Canada, which Tim mentioned actually. This person says, I was a flying Kiwi, teacher to kids on correspondence schooling. I visited in their homes in isolated inlets, tucked into coves once a month. Sometimes the beauty was too much to drink in. Other times you couldn't swallow as your heart was in your mouth, eyes closed, gripping your seat, hoping it would end soon. I've never been on a float plane. I think that would be an amazing thing to do. 2101 to get in touch with us this morning, as of course lots of you are. Still lots of you are getting in touch this morning about Dilworth. Of course, that was the interview from the first hour where we spoke with Lost Boys, Neil Harding and Mark Stauffer. This is of course in connection with the documentary that comes out tomorrow on TVNZ. Cherry says, can you please offer my warmest hugs to your Dilworth guests? They are heroes for humanity. I hope they can feel the love for them that exists from all of us, capable of operating on a normal level, and that eventually they will find some peace and healing. Fervent good wishes for an eventual future they so richly deserve. I can't stop thinking about the dilemma and what they're still going through to tell the truth. It makes me think of a German prisoner of war camp I found in northern Italy where my father was held. The blue skies, the birds singing, the verdant surroundings and the foothills of the Dolomites in the distance. No hint of the terror of the past, but nature and good people eventually put such abhorrent horrors into the perspective they deserve. My love and admiration to them. Thank you very much, Cherry, for getting in touch this morning. Also, Anna Larson's been in touch from Tauranga about the guilty feminist, Deborah Frances White, who we heard from earlier, saying, I love the guilty feminist. I saw her live in Tauranga a few years ago. She was brilliant. That night, I publicly announced that I was running for council. Many years ago, I learnt a very useful catchphrase. Don't let perfect get in the way of better. A little bit of feedback, a last bit for this morning. This is from Mac. And it says, it has been a profound programme this morning, from exposure and trauma with your first guests, feeling so much compassion for them. Then autumn food content, very excellent interviews with your profound women too. I am cooking this morning too, he says, for my teenage grandsons who lost their beloved father 2 weeks ago. I am making a trifle for them with love. Mac, thank you very much for getting in touch with us this morning. Thank you, all of you, for getting in touch with us this morning. It has been a real pleasure to be with you here on Saturday morning on RNZ National.